Chapter 1. He didn't feel like studying. Yngve, that's a great name for the little fellow, thought his mother, Rigmor. It's been rumored that Yngve was named after one of Rigmor's high school sweethearts. That could very well be because for a boy born in 1963, the name was rather old-fashioned. Anyway, he was born Lars Johan Yngve Landebeck in Danderyds Hospital in Stockholm on June 30. He wasn't to pick up his grandmother's maiden name, Malmsten, until 12 years later. Yngve Malmsten? Well, he thought the name had more of an Anglo-Saxon ring to it, a concession to his rock star dreams, but those also came later. Yngve was the youngest of three siblings, with sister Anne-Louise, nicknamed Lulu, the oldest, and brother Björn, the middle man. His father, Lennart Landebeck, worked as an intelligence officer at P10 in Strängnäs until 1988, when he quit because, according to him, controversial information he had uncovered wasn't being taken seriously. According to the daily newspaper Eskilstuna-Kuriren, Lennart was at one point considered a security risk and placed under surveillance by National Defense Radio Establishment FRA, a Swedish intelligence agency during most of the 1990s. Nonsense. I'm a passionate Swedish patriot and no security risk, he told the paper. For years, he maintained close business ties to the Soviet Union. He was largely absent during Yngve's childhood, only to resurface once his son had become successful. When Yngve was born, the Landebeck family lived in the Stockholm suburb Edsberg. When Yngve was only 2 months old, Rigmor divorced Lennart and moved to an apartment on the fourth floor of a high-rise building in another suburb, Hagsätra. I didn't want him to grow up and become like his father, but he turned out to be like him anyway, she later told Yngve's friend and guitar tech Peter Roth. Lennart remarried in 1965 and in time gave birth to two more children, Anders and Maria, Yngve's half-siblings. It was in Hagsätra that Yngve grew up and started school. It was quite a rowdy neighborhood, particularly in the early 1970s. Both Lulu and Björn were musically inclined. Really talented. Lulu is active in the field to this day, both as a music teacher and amateur musician. The accordion, piano, guitar and flute were all played in the family's apartment. Yngve's father played guitar, while his maternal uncle, Rino, had his own recording studio in the city. Yngve dabbled in music, playing both the trumpet and piano, but it wasn't a huge priority for him. In an effort to encourage him, his mother gave him a special, large gift on his fifth birthday in 1968. The package contained an acoustic guitar, but Yngve would have...